It's Comedy Shoeshine.
Wait, is 1,000 IQ good? I think that's what mine was. Is that... Let's beat the shit out of daylight saves until it begs us to stop, and then keep beating the shit out of it more.
Yeah, and then turn the clock back an hour and do it again. What other podcast do you get to hear about digging a hole?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, welcome to episode 59 of Comedy Shoosh, and wow. I still didn't do the new intro, sorry, I can't, I don't know if you know this, but I'm an author now, so less and less time, you know.
You change your name to Arthur.
Constantly, what?
Author.
Author, yeah. I constantly, I'm just penning, you know, putting pen to paper and coming up with like words and sentences. It just, it's nonstop. It's an author thing. You wouldn't really realize it, but it takes a lot of time and, you know, just genius.
Is there like a notepad by your bed and it says like, John is the killer with an exclamation point like circled around it?
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll put that in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, sorry. I still didn't. That's not really my excuse. Well, that's kind of my excuse. I need to catch up on my word target. But yeah, I didn't do the new intro still. I'm going to do it as soon as Sam... Okay, listeners, place your bets. Who will do? Will Sam do the thing he said he's going to do like a year ago, or will I redo the intro? I plan on doing it, but yeah, we'll see. So I don't know what Vegas has the odds on that, but it'll be interesting. God.
I thought I was going to do the shirts this week too. I was going to, and then I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I was going to have time on Tuesday, but then something happened and. Hmm. There was a crisis and I couldn't.
You had some other shirts to make and just some other shirts came up. Just sorry. Yeah, another shirt came up. I couldn't do it. Well, all right. I'm told by Sam's people that he has some stuff to do for the beginning here. So I'll just go ahead.
Yeah. sorry. Well, first off, I have to preemptively apologize for clearing my throat and stopping talking because I ate the spiciest thing on earth. It's amazing. Oh, my God. We were just talking about how you could take just a piece of chicken.
Yeah.
This is a diet tip for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, most people are like, I don't want to diet because the food is so bland. It doesn't have to be. You could take a 4-calorie piece of chicken and just put, there's some spices. I don't even know what they are. I could look at the ingredients, but somehow you can just get these mixes of spices that are so flavorful you don't even know what you're eating.
Yeah.
You could eat anything.
Yeah.
It is amazing. Why aren't all diets just like, hey, all you have to do is just put this crap on anything.
Well, why hasn't everyone figured that out? Because they always talk about, I even heard someone just the other day say like, oh yeah, British food, it's the worst. Like, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard that, but like, oh, it's all bland. They don't put any, you know, like, why not? Just fucking figure it out. Yeah. You can put a bunch of spices on stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Anything. Doesn't even matter what it is.
I'm in serious pain, but it was worth it the whole time.
Yeah.
I might never recover, but... I don't care.
Who knows what you even ate? Like, it's could have been anything.
I don't know.
Could have been, yeah.
Bark. I don't know. It just was the spice. So good.
Paper mache. Doesn't matter.
So I was driving home from work the other night and it's weird at night to listen to the radio. I don't know. I don't put music on in my car ever. I guess we don't talk about that really, but I just put on talk radio, either sports talk radio or whatever. And I accidentally had left it on. Oh, because I think I was listening to results from whatever the last primary was when I was driving home. And so it was on one of the kind of news stations. And so I got in the car and it was some, you know, news show or whatever. And it turned out it was Glenn Beck. And I didn't even recognize his voice. And he was talking about some stuff. And I was like, who is this asshole? And then it said Glenn Beck. His voice is different now somehow than it was when I remember it.
Is it
five
like
years ago.
Like more like deeper and just dead sounding or?
Yeah,
wasn't he? Didn't he? Oh, never mind. That was another thing we talked about. I think His whole weird health thing. That he said.
Yeah. Anyway, sound totally different. But then it cut to a commercial, and he started talking about like the name of this product that is advertising with him is called My Patriot Food Supply, I think. First off, that's just hilarious. My Patriot Supply.
Yeah.
Dude, everything with freaking Republicans is being patriots. That's all that is. God, it's so dumb. That's what they have to do. Actually, it's not dumb that they do it. It's dumb that it works on like all their people. Yeah. That's all anyone wants to be is a patriot. They think like everyone else is not a patriot, and they are. And so if you just put any product with patriot on it, it'll sell to Republican
people. Yeah, we need to rename people. This show.
Dude, if we rename the show to Patriot Podcast, it would have a trillion listeners instantly. And then we would just start the show by saying, thank you for being a patriot, and you're a true patriot if you listen to the show.
Yeah, and we'd also have to make it like there's a liberal war on our show. Like, the liberal fucking media is trying to shut us down, but the true patriots, the ones who really know, like, that they, at the drop of a hat, they need to be ready to defend our country and our freedoms with guns. Those are the ones who support us on our patreon.com/comedyshoeshine. Donate all your money, patriots. Okay. It would work.
So everyone probably kind of knows that there's this thing has been going on for a while with like everybody hoarding guns and ammunition and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, first it was gold. Like it was everyone take all your money and put it into gold because the money there.
Dude,
money
that's
won't
a
exist.
Total thing I almost was going to say. Like, you know, I can't remember if we talked about it, but yeah, that whole thing like in the maybe 2000 up to 2000, I think 10, gold jumped astronomically because of that. Like people just weirdos saying like, oh, you just, the economy, it's not, the United States as we know it is not going to exist anymore. Yeah. It's, you have to buy gold because that's the only thing that'll be valuable after the fucking, you know, Obama ruins the country. And it was, and then it just died. Like, and I think it, what's amazing is people probably made $1 billion on that. Like whoever's idea that was like, here, buy all this gold for me for billions. It's crazy.
Yeah, people probably lost zillions of dollars. All the innocent people bought into the scheme probably are left holding
but
it.
But I
like
bet
always.
You every one of them is like, well, I'm holding on to it. Like eventually, they're all like, I'm going to hold on to this gold because as soon as the United States goes down, you know, the whole thing's going to come to a crashing halt.
Yep. So now, so then there was like ammunition all of a sudden was like everyone was buying it because they're going to take away our guns and our ammo. So then I think the price of ammunition's like gone crazy and everyone's hoarding it and guns and all that. So this new thing, I hadn't heard of this, but the new thing, it's probably not that new. It's probably been around for a while, but I'm just hearing of it as food storage. Like everybody's has to buy food to survive for a certain amount of time. And it was weird because the commercial... I don't know how I can explain how awesome this is, but what he's doing on the commercial, I couldn't find the audio, but he's basically selling a week, you know, 1 week supply of, he's not selling it, but he's trying to sell you on it. Like, you know, here's what you should do. You should start out by buying a 1 week supply of this Patriot fucking, Patriot food supply. Jesus, so dumb. And you buy a week supply for like, I don't know, it was like $100 or something. And it's a bunch of freeze-dried dog shit, you know, like just like you wouldn't want to eat it unless you absolutely had to. And I was just laughing, thinking like, what the fuck are you going to do for a week? Like if there's a disaster, it's not a week. Like it's not like, oh, fuck, the whole country's messed up. But I have a week's worth of food, so I just have to hold out for this week.
And
the next
freeze-dried dog shit does not taste as good as normal dog shit. I don't care what anyone says. Like it's not even close.
Or a dog. Just like eat your dogs.
That's true.
But, like, I love how it's – the idea is – with it – okay, the point I was trying to make is, like, either you just get a lifetime supply of food or you don't at all. Yeah. There's no week supply or even a month or even a year. Like, what's going to happen if the country is in the point where you cannot get food, it can't possibly be for 1 week or 1 year. It would be for, like, 30
years. Yeah, a week
is
long enough to plant some crops, and then it all grows again. 1 week. That's how long crops take.
Yeah, and then the neighbor just kills you and steals your crops. Like,
no longer
it's
how,
so dumb.
Or no matter where in the seasons we are, too. Like, it's always a week, like, to plant something, and it'll turn out.
These people sell seeds, too, and, like,
oh, yeah. sunflower
God, it's
seeds.
Such an why there has to be somebody out there that could just say you can't do this. This is fucking stupid. Like you can't do it. It's such a ripoff, dude. So yeah, they have like a year supply of food, and it's like $30,000 or something like that. It's ridiculous.
Holy crap.
And like if you God, it's just so good. I love all these people, and I shared the ad with you, but he has a banner ad on his website that says, "Are you prepared for a crisis?" And ISIS is red in crisis, you know, like ISIS.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is ISIS is going to take over our country.
Yep.
But you're going to have a weak supply of food and your whatever, and that'll be it. You're fine. So dumb, dude. You know how many people have probably bought this?
And dude, like, it's embarrassing.
I'm not even saying it's impossible that that could happen. Like it is, it's not going to happen. There's no way it's going to happen.
Well, that's idiotic, of course. But even going with the idiotic premise, even just assuming anyone, like first off, if anyone was going to take us over or something, it would be like Russia. It's not going to be ISIS. They don't have enough people. They don't have any.
Yeah, they don't have enough people. They would just kill all of us. Like it wouldn't. They wouldn't be able to control everything.
Like the only realistic terror thing maybe would be like somehow North Korea gets a nuke to us or something, or maybe Russia goes nuts and nukes us, but it's not going to be ISIS. That's really stupid.
I just don't understand how they can get away with that. I guess I was reading more about it, and before this one he's doing now, he was doing this food insurance one that everyone was like ripping him on, where it was food insurance. Like you buy insurance for food that they'll send you or something if something happens, and like you don't even get anything, and then like you just pay them for insurance on food.
Oh my God.
That was what you did before that. But now this is real because you actually get the food and you're just set. Good. Like,
so where do I dial? How do I get this?
I'm just trying to think, like, these fucking people, like,
it's unreal.
Okay, you bought a 3-month supply of food and you have guns and ammunition. What? Whatever the event is that makes you have to use all of that, you're not going to survive.
No.
You're not.
No.
You're not going to survive. You're not going
to
be.
Also, why
your...
would you want to survive? Like, if there's something that bad where you would have been dead but for this, like, little briefcase of food and a bunch of guns. Like, just count me out. I don't need it.
Just buy one gun with 4 bullets, or however many family members you have, that many bullets. That's what you need to buy.
That's exactly what you need.
Yeah, or like cyanide or something. Yeah. Like something that would probably be a little nicer. You don't want to have to kill your own family.
Yeah.
Or, you know, actually shoot them. Just everyone just sits around a table and you drink some magic potion to go to sleep. Yeah. But like,
I might do that anyway.
I just love this whole survivalist thing.
It's unreal.
You either have to be 100%. You'd have to build an underground.
You have to have like a fucking moat and like a castle or something. Yeah. Or like you said, underground, like
20 feet underground, totally undetectable
Which,
by everything.
That would be kind of cool. Like if you're going to do that, all right, fine. You have a cool fort with like, if somebody decided, some rich guy was like, I'm going to make it so that no matter what happens, I could survive underground for like 10 years. I'd be like, okay, that's at least kind of cool.
Yeah. Or don't do anything. Yeah, there's no point in doing the middle at all.
Or just accept your inevitable doom.
Or just be friends with somebody who has a moat thing like that. Just that would make more sense. But
isn't,
I can't believe these fucking people.
Yeah, this is like really fucking slimy. This is like the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of. Like God. Because he's not that dumb. There's no way that guy, Glenn Beck, is that fucking stupid. He's totally just obviously lying to people. Dude, how many old people has he fucking ripped off?
Oh, my God. It's all old people.
Also, how many cases of this food has our mom bought, first off? Secondly, how many? God.
No, Rush hasn't advertised it, so she is not.
Oh, okay. God.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Like, come on. Anything would be anything you're selling. If he sold like dildos, I'd have more respect. Yeah. At least you can use a dildo.
You will use a dildo. Yeah. Yeah. In any situation, there should be emergency dildos for like certain when you're just really stressed out.
For the apocalypse.
At
least you have a dildo.
Just get it on one more time before the end.
That would be more useful than this.
Yeah. He should sell like dick sucking machines and dildos and like, blow up doll, like
all that would be more honorable than this. Like more,
dude.
Yeah,
that just gave me an awesome idea. We should sell patriotic blow up dolls.
Yeah,
like they're dressed like the, you know, those women of the war type thing, stuff like that. And just say like, if an emergency happens and your wife gets kidnapped by ISIS, you have like a American woman, you know?
Yeah. I thought you were going to go with like a female version of Uncle Sam, you know, like that with the blue hat and all that.
I don't know what that would be, but
yeah.
That's kind of what I was trying to go for.
Right,
but
okay.
The first thing that popped in my mind was like the pinup girl, you know, like the whatever, that type of thing.
Yeah, that would work.
yeah, a woman wearing like the long pants and like long sleeve.
The blue
That'd
hat.
That'd be hot.
Yeah.
That's funny. But God, I was trying to think, is there like a liberal version of this that, what do liberal, there's not really any liberal talk radio things, but.
Well, there's a ton of super liberal podcasts and stuff. I think it exists, but I honestly don't think there's an equivalent.
You'd think there would have to be, but
no.
I can't think of what it would be. Because, the thing they would say is that they're going to get rid of abortion. Like, you won't be able to have an abortion. That would be a good one if you're trying to,
sell an abortion kit,
that would get shut down immediately. There's no way you could sell that.
Yeah.
But what could you sell? I don't know even what you could sell, I guess, but we should get on that, whatever that is. That market's wide open.
I don't know. I can't think of any. If anyone can think of anything, let us know. But I just don't think liberals are as fucking stupid as that. Like, there are stupid liberals for sure, but I don't think they're this kind of stupid. Like, dude, and I was just thinking before you started talking, I was looking at this fucking banner. I was just thinking, how far can this go? What percentage of people can be like this before you don't even have a functioning country? Like, that's what the real apocalypse will be. What if 50% of people in this country started thinking like this? Like, we're all going to die. Stock up on guns, stock up on food and all that. Like, how weird would that be, you know?
Yeah. And then at what point do they realize it's not going to happen?
Like, never.
If you look at that food in your pantry, you're like 10 years later, you're like, that was dumb. Or do you just keep lying to yourself like, no, it's going to happen. Definitely going to happen.
God, I bet these people are so sad, like Glenn Beck or whatever, that Y2K passed because they could have made a killing. I bet people did make a killing on that. The internet wasn't as prevalent, so it was probably harder to get the word out. But yeah, if you could have some fucking stupid ass product that's going to save you from Y2K or something, geez.
Yeah,
Y3K. Let's plan for that. Let's plan for Y3K. Start business
plan. It's coming up.
Yeah, it's got to be soon. Yeah.
914 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 94, 84 more years.
Live. So are you,
I'm ordering it. So what do you want to? Dude, here's my breakdown of percentages. 99, let me see. So if you took all the people who have purchased this stuff, I bet you 5% of the people, 10% of the people just ate it for snacks, when they were hungry, just started eating it. They couldn't wait for and then the rest of them just have it in there and it's rotting in their house. That's what it's going to be. All the stuff that gets sold. I really like to know the numbers. Is it $1 million to $100 million worth of this dog shit?
God,
it's all just going to rot. It's just a total waste. Send that shit to Africa. Take all of that and send it somewhere where people actually need food. It would be amazing. We're just going to package all this food that we have and put it in people's basements. It's just going to rot over time and just be worthless.
Unreal.
That's what's going to happen. Fucking America, dude. They're the worst. Someone should fucking come kill all of us for how dumb we are.
Yeah, just for that.
Oh, I remember the last thing I want to say about this. This is the thing about this that drives me the nuts. Honestly, the real thing is that this is a thing that people do that is so fucking annoying. They think that they're important. That's what it is. They think they think they're smarter than everybody else. If you talk to somebody who is I bought some of this food, they think you're an idiot. They talk to you you're not prepared for what would you do in an emergency? What are you, a fucking idiot? Obviously you have to get a bunch of food and guns. You know, they think they know something that you don't know and it's totally obvious. God, I fucking hate that. If people that did this were like, I know I'm an idiot. I'm crazy. I just can't help it. I can't sleep at night without having the food. I know I'm the weird one, but it just helps me, feel a little more relaxed. And I know nothing's going to happen, but it's the complete opposite of that. It's that if you don't do this, you're an asshole and you're an idiot and you don't care about your family. Dude, I bet you anything if you talk to these people. That's how most of them would be.
We're just nowhere near any sort of collapse. It's just not. there's no chance of that. Like, do these people just not understand things? Like, what is, like, the systems we have, the people whose lives are invested in these systems, the, you know, like, all the government employees, like, just everybody has a stake in this. It's a big, giant network of people who are all interested in keeping the system going. Like, yeah, things, value of stuff could go down, like the market could crash, but we're, like, the idea that we're just this close to, like, a complete chaos and the government collapsing and all this shit, like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's been doing that. I'll never forget when, I think it was when Obamacare passed, I was watching his show. Dude, it was one of the most ridiculous things. I wish I could find, I probably could find a video of it, but he's like, you know, he's got like his glasses in his hand and like sitting there saying
the chalkboard out or
The chalkboard. And he was saying like, he was, I'm not exaggerating. He was saying like, there's going to be like people in the streets and like, we need to print out the everyone should like print out the Constitution with them and read it. And like, cause we're going to have to go back to that and all this stuff. This is like, how long has it been? Like four years now?
Yeah, maybe 2000.
Nothing has happened. Yeah. Nothing. Like maybe some people's, I mean, obviously it's not the greatest, Obamacare is not the greatest thing ever, but it's nothing like that has happened.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
I could not know that Obamacare happened right now. Like that's the level of nothing that happened. Like I really would, nothing in my life. I mean, maybe I'm not affected by it or whatever, but there's no difference in my life because of Obamacare.
I mean, none. I know like, you work for the state and your insurance and stuff is set, but like there's definitely people who have to get insurance now or you get fined and all that. Enough. There's some bullshit, definitely. And but like people's premiums have gone up and stuff, but sure. You know, it's people aren't fucking in the streets like dying. It's not that.
Yeah, I had to perform an open heart surgery in the middle of the street the other day. Swear to God, dude. Just, they were like, oh, Obamacare, I can't get a doctor. And then it was like, all right, I guess it's go time. I'll do it.
The only thing, and this will segue into the greatest moment of your life.
I can't wait.
The only thing I've noticed from Obamacare is that it somehow allowed some guy who could not even tie his fucking shoes to be a surgeon, a brain surgeon. I'm going to blame that on Obamacare.
Yeah, it must be.
It has to be. There's no
other way. I think he was already done with his practice by the time Obamacare came out.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's not real. Great. Thank you. Finally, I've been not even listening to anything you've been saying. No, not true. But I can't wait. Normally, I don't know what it is. Normally, I'm like, I don't want to cover the same shit everyone's covering. But no, it's too good. It doesn't get better than this. So we're going to quickly listen to Ben Carson's.
Well, you have to set it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to listen to Ben Carson's closing statement.
Got to set up where it was from and everything like that. Everyone's into this.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the latest Republican debate. It's just before. Now, I'm a little confused on which primary it is. Is it South Carolina, maybe? I can't remember. Because now I think we're to the point where they're different for the Republicans and Democrats. Like, they're not the same state now or something. It's, the whole fucking system is stupid.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
But anyway, this is, let me make sure I have the sound unmuted. I'm going to play his closing statement from the debate. Oh, my God. All right, here we go.
This is the first generation not expected to do better than their parents. Some people say it's the new normal, but there's nothing normal about it in an exceptional American. I, like you, am a member of We the People, and we know that our country is heading off the cliff. Joseph Stalin said, if you want to bring America down, you have to undermine three things: our spiritual life, our patriotism, and our morality. We the people can stop that decline, starting right here in South Carolina. If all the people who say, I love Ben Carson and his policies, but he can't win, vote for me, not only can we win, but we can turn this thing around. You know, we have this manipulation by the political class and by the media telling us who we're supposed to pick and how we're supposed to live. We the people are the only people who determine that. And if you elect me as your next president, I promise you that you will get somebody who is accountable to everybody and beholden to no one. Thank you.
Yeah, I can have Lydia testify in court that right when he said that Stalin quote, I was like, no, there's no way.
That Stalin quote, yeah.
And then I've already forgot about, because Ben Carson, like, as hilarious as this is, that he just used a fake Stalin quote from a meme that totally is fake, like right wing meme. That's not,
it's not
like
a fake Stalin quote. It's not a Stalin. It's not even a quote. It's nothing.
It's nothing. It's yeah, not. It's a made up thing attributed to Stalin on a fake meme. But it's not even really the dumbest thing about him. That's the amazing thing. Yeah, like, I actually kind of forgot about it instantly, because the way he closes his eyes and like he is like some sort of Tim and Eric character. I can't believe it. How is
the way
this
his
guy...
face looks is like, yeah. Oh, my brain is, I can't think anymore. Yeah. It's too much.
Oh my God. I've been saying this since day fucking one. He is the dumbest fucking person.
Yeah, you have. I have to give you credit for that. Because remember, unreal. I was like, he's not that bad. And like, I think people like him just because he's not, you know, a typical, you know, everyone's into that right now.
He's not establishment.
Were pretty steadfast saying, no, there's no way he's the worst.
He's the dumbest fucking human being that's ever been on television. Your thing was hilarious. Really, you're texting me like, we need to go back and check all his like patients or what.
How was he a brain surgeon? That's what.
There's no way.
That is what everybody is missing. Everyone is saying like, this guy, you know, is too dumb to be, but like, you don't understand. He was like a major. Was he like the head of the whole hospital?
Yeah,
thing?
He's the first surgeon, as he says all the time in stupid fucking debates, to separate conjoined twins or something like he or whatever. That's I don't know, impossible. Something like that.
There must have been two kids with like scotch tape next to him and just cut it. There's no way.
I don't get it. It's impossible. He is a savant. Like, he must be an idiot savant. Yeah. Like, he just, maybe doing surgery at that level is like some sort of video game type thing where you just, if you can put your fucking, you know, scalpel in the right place, it must be like that. Like, it's not connected to any actual, you know, intellect. There's no way. Unbelievable.
Maybe he was like the operation champion, you know, like at the game or something. He just has a really steady
hand. Actually spent his whole childhood by himself playing operation. Like, he never, I would believe that. He never went outside. No one ever talked to him, like, because he can't speak. He has no, he's unable to speak. And he just played opera. So he was so skilled at that, that's how he's a surgeon. Yeah, I think that's a good theory. But sent me a link to the quote. Like I said, I instantly forgot because it's not among the dumber things that he said, but that comes from this meme. And then when you sent me that and I started thinking about it more, it's funnier the more I think about it. So here's the fake meme. It's not a fake, it's a meme of a fake whatever attributed to Stalin. Stalin on America's freedoms and greatness. And the thing about this is, I wonder if someone like made this as a joke. I really wonder, because these people are so stupid. You can make these things as a joke and people will spread them as though they're real. It's incredible. It happens every day. Like, I think people do that. I don't know if you know that, but like, I think people try to make these fake, you know, like eagle pictures with like freedom and, you know, they'll do all that shit to try to see if they can get people to actually earnestly share it. But Stalin on America's, America is like a healthy body and it's
so dumb.
America is like a healthy body and its resistance is threefold. It's already amazing. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. This is the reality, the fucking like operating system that Ben Carson's brain is working under, that he thinks this is real. Like, he can see this and think, yeah, that's reality. That goes with that goes with my picture of everything else in reality. Dude, it's like a healthy body. First of all, what the fuck? What is patriotism, morality, and spiritual life? Is that big and a healthy body? Like, is that how?
Yeah, that's like your heart.
Is that how our immune system works? Like, if you got a cold, your morality was a little low or something. It wasn't. Yeah. So it takes a vitamin C for that. Yeah. Why would he say this? Like, what? There's so unbelievable.
If there was ever a leader, no matter how evil they were, of another country that was trying to like I mean, I guess you're assuming, yeah. Where would you assume he was saying this to?
I don't know, yeah.
Russian people or his friend in the room? Like, yeah. If it really was a quote that everyone knew, it would have to be like a speech to to the country. So
but it
there is nowhere
they
ever
yeah,
in the history of time.
Outwardly like talking about trying to conquer.
And even if you were, you would lie. Like Hitler or somebody would be like, oh, America is the most evil place.
Yeah,
it has
pornography. You'd say, like, they're terrible. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're pornography. We have to
it's
cleanse
like all
the world.
Flattering of us. Like, America's dicks are so big. There's no way we're ever going to be. First thing we have to do is chop off their enormous dicks. Like, that's the only way. It's just as likely.
Yeah. And their gift giving is just so annoying. They're just constantly helping. Yeah. Let's kill
their
them
sense
all.
Sense of humor. Their charity. It's God. So fucking stupid. Dude, it's so fucking stupid.
I'm just imagining this in a speech from Joseph Stalin. Like, who would he be talking to? Who would hear this and go, oh, yeah, fuck them. We got to undermine those three amazing qualities that every country would have. That would be good. Patriotism,
dude,
morality,
just,
and spiritual life.
The speech would just be like, let's build more weapons than they have. That's all it is. Yeah. You're not... You don't undermine our spirituality. Like, that's our spiritual
morality,
life.
Dude. Morality.
Morality,
yeah, it's terrible that we have morality.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of those fuckers.
Yeah, that's the only way it'll... Oh, my God. It's fucking amazing. It's the greatest thing.
It's amazing that, like, his staff or whoever gave him this thing to say that they didn't know, and that he saw it and was like, yeah, I'll just go with that. Like, that's
incredible.
Stalin, everybody. Everybody knows that's Stalin.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if you know this, but Stalin didn't, like, conquer us. So, he didn't, like, is he an authority on that? Does that mean he's right about this? Or was he just not able to crack our patriotism? Is that what? Our body was too healthy, and our resistance was too good to his attempts.
We didn't even, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but we skipped over the fact that he uses that fucking, we're on the edge of a cliff. Everybody.
Yeah.
We're on a fucking cliff all the time.
Oh,
of course. We're on a cliff. We're all going to fucking die in 2 seconds if the Republicans don't win. God. So
dude,
annoying.
There's actually more I wanted to talk about. I don't know how far you got
too.
In it, but with
not
the,
very far.
Well, first off, every time Carson gets to talk, he just complains about how he doesn't get to talk enough.
Yeah.
Literally every time. Thanks for finding. Oh, I'm getting these questions. Yeah. You don't get questions because you're fucking retarded. Like, you're not capable of talking. That's why you don't get asked questions. No one wants to hear you go.
Yeah. Also, you're not going to win.
Yeah. You're like 2% support.
Yeah.
You know, see what I like, closing his eyes and say, like, oh my God. Anyway, the other thing that is so fucking stupid that the Republicans all did, actually, you probably saw this, was. Like, the idea that Obama shouldn't appoint another justice now that Scalia's dead. Like,
I know.
Who in the world? At least Trump said, like, yeah, they're going to do it no matter what. Like, I at least give Trump credit for not pretending like the right thing to do for some reason is to not appoint a justice. For no reason. Like, for no conceivable constitutional reason, for no legal reason, for no reason. I cannot think of any reason why the president in power would not just nominate a justice. They can't even say that. Like, they can't even say, he's obviously going to do that because we would do that if we were in his spot.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They can't say that.
Thing.
Yeah,
they would fucking do it. Obviously, they would do it.
Obvious. It's not even, how do we even have to say that? How is this not obvious to every single voter for the Republicans? Like, yeah, we would do that. If it was us, we would do it. Like,
it's not. They're insane. They really think, and I don't even blame the candidates. They know that what people want to hear is like, he shouldn't do that. He's already ruined our country enough. And if they say he should or he will, that's like admitting that they're
on his
too.
Side. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's kind of what they did to Trump last night. They're like, you think he should, what do you think he should do? It's like and Trump was like, well, it doesn't really matter what I think. He's going to do it. But he could have said, yeah, I think he should do it. He's going to try to do it. We can try to stop it in the Senate if we want, but you know, there's no point. Like,
well, I thought my boy Kasich or whatever said, he should do it, and we should try to find somebody that everyone agrees on.
Isn't yeah, I mean said? That I actually said obviously when I was watching it, like, it's still stupid, but it's still yeah. the answer that answer made the most sense. Like, you know, that's kind of the appeal to the idiot Republicans answer, but also be kind of pragmatic about it. But yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah, it's weird that no one can say, look, if we were in there, if any of us were in there, we would appoint somebody and the same thing would happen. So that's just how politics go.
Yeah.
Why could they can't say
that? Is that harsh? That's, like,
they can't say it.
They're not in reality. They're just not. No. It's God.
That, elections aren't reality. It's no. appealing to the worst possible, like, far right part of the party all the time. That's what they do. It's so fucking annoying. It's insane. If yeah. you're not that person, then you're just watching these things like, oh God, who's the least annoying, worst person that I could maybe.
I'm for? Rooting for Jeb in all of these debates. I don't. Yeah. It's so funny because, like,
he's God, the worst.
He's dude. Did you see the Onion thing? It was the best ever. It's a picture of Jeb yeah. like tucking in his kid, and it's like, no one will ever make you run for president. Like,
<it's> yeah,
so good. God, it's
he
a
looks
perfect...
so dumb when he tries yeah. to talk. It doesn't eat,
and he does look like his dad is forcing someone yeah. is forcing him to run. He's like, I don't want to do this. He's like,
dude,
the kid,
I had a
his
couple
dad's
things.
Making him play sports.
Yeah, a like couple me. Other things from the debate. Like, one was how it just, I mean, they said it too, but it is really weird and shitty how, like, that, you know, the Justice Scalia died, and literally like a second later, it just turns into like politics about who they're going to get in there, and it's going to be this big fight. It's kind of weird.
I don't
like,
care.
Yeah, but if you were a guy that your whole life was on the Supreme Court and you just died, and it's like, anyway, fuck that guy. Who's next? Let's get him in here and let's talk about it.
Do you
it.
Know much about weird. Scalia? Because fuck that guy. I don't care about it.
No, I mean, I'm not saying for him specifically. Yeah. I just mean, like, and the other thing is, and they
well,
talked about
here's,
it too,
here's
is
the
like.
The other thing. None of the Republicans were any better. Like, they started instantly with, oh, yeah. Obama shouldn't appoint someone. Like, he's like, that was the first thing they said. Everybody
no,
said that.
It's, I know. Yeah. I'm saying everybody.
Yeah.
The other thing is, freaking Supreme Court is so weird that, like, a it guy, you know, they talked about it, but you could live, like, now until you're 90 and just be there forever.
Yeah.
And if you put one guy on there, one woman who is extreme in one area, it's just fucked forever, for our lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, if we were super Republicans or something, and Obama somehow got, like, some super liberal person on the Supreme Court, our entire life, that person would be on
Dude,
the Supreme Court.
That's funny, because Scalia was literally on for my entire life. He was yeah. on from the year I was born, I think. I think that's yeah. what it ended up being.
How is that still, yeah, like, crazy. What we do?
It's they
so
should
weird.
Have to pass some sort of aptitude test or something. I don't know what.
Or just only serve, like, 8 years or like
yeah.
anybody else.
Yeah,
why
I
would they get
that
a
is.
Lifetime?
There must have been, I mean, our godlike founders must have had yeah. some, yeah.
Yeah,
something in mind, but I'm trying to think what that would be. Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, they said in the debate, I don't know if you watched it, but in the debate they said that
yeah, I watched
because
it.
people used to live to be like 50 years old. So
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which so actually now, yeah. isn't really true, by the way. That's not really the life this is something that I hear all the time, that the life expectancy was so low because everyone died in childbirth. It just threw down the average.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's dude, just as many people lived to be like 90 back then. Huh. It's weird. I mean, we're able to extend life like a year, but it's not much. It's kind of interesting. Yeah. I read a whole article on it once.
Well, I don't know, because I guess it depends on what years you're talking about. But I know a lot of people died from like getting the flu and shit like that we can stop now, or like infections.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I definitely. I mean, it did extend it a little bit, but by and large, the overwhelming thing is childbirth. Like, we're able to
yeah.
help.
But would
know.
They really put those in the statistics and
I'm pretty sure if you filter it out, the average life has gone up, but not by anything very significant. It's like 3 years or something. Like, it's not it didn't we didn't people didn't just die in their 40s. They died, you know, they
I
died
guess
in their
it depends
70s
on what year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if you're talking about like 1800s, I really don't believe that. I bet a lot more people died in their 40s
I will. And 50s. I will Google life expectancy, not including childbirth. Like, it's lifespan versus life expectancy or whatever. But like, yeah, I don't know. Okay, that's what I read. But it's gone up. Like, heart surgery has helped a bit, but people still end up dying. Like, if they have heart surgery, they still end up dying quite a bit.
But this is a bad joke, but. Not that long ago, people like Steve Jobs were dying from totally treatable cancer that we can totally treat now. So that has to help.
That's true. Yeah.
That's one of the weirdest things ever. Well, I don't really want to talk about it, but God, that's the weirdest thing. Sucks. Anyway, but yeah, the debate was boring and hard to watch. And I wish now they would just be like, all right, like there's four guys now. Like it's enough.
Yeah,
like,
they really need to chop it down. It's ridiculous.
I thought it was awesome when freaking Trump was like, anytime you get booed, and he was just like, yeah, well, Jeb Bush has all the money now, and so he just has a bunch of supporters here, and that's all it is.
Yeah, he's totally probably right. True. Yeah. I mean, also was saying some ridiculous crap a couple times. Like, some of the times he was saying stupid crap, but other than that, I'm amazed he took the line of, like, blaming Bush for 9/11. I'm amazed that he did that. Like, why? It just doesn't...
Well, it's because I've been reading that it's just because they, you know, right now it feels like...
just Rubio more anti-establishment and
Rubio and Cruz are like the front runners with Trump now. But the truth is, like, Bush has a zillion more dollars than everybody else. And like,
I was going to say, why is he going after Jeb so much? Jeb is
has
no chance. Like,
Think that's it? Everyone thinks he's like, even though it seems like he doesn't, that he has so much money in these next few things that he might be able to do it. So that's why he's attacking them.
Well, he'd be one of the least bad ones, in my opinion. Like, I really wouldn't mind if he won over all these assholes.
He might win.
Nothing's worse than fucking Ted Cruz. I would take Trump over Ted Cruz. People will probably kill me for
obviously.
That.
Obviously.
Ted Cruz is the definition of
he's
worst.
The worst. I think Rubio's second worst. Did you notice when they did the... When they did the... did they do a national anthem? No. No, it was when they said, you know, Justice Scalia died and let's have a moment of silence. Did you notice, what's his name, crossing himself?
Well,
like doing
first
the Catholic-
off, yeah, first off, have you, do you know that Ted Cruz, whenever they do the pledge or the national anthem, he puts his hand inside his jacket? Everyone else just covers, have you noticed that? Yeah, it's the best. No. Everyone else just covers their heart, like outside their, he goes inside because it's,
oh
you
my
know,
God.
It's,
he should put it
totally,
through his skin, like in his heart.
He should go inside his shirt, like he should unbutton it and like, put it in. Yeah, it's obvious.
No, but
it's,
Rubio crossed himself. What? I'm not an expert on
like,
Catholicism.
Is he Catholic?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, weird.
But like, do you cross yourself from something like that? Isn't that only you're doing a prayer? I guess so. He was praying. But I love how they're all just like one. I'm more religious than you are. Like,
dude, and if I could send you one screenshot, did you notice? It was very quick. In the very beginning when they were all standing on stage, Cruz stands with his arms out a little bit, like in this power stance. It's the funniest fucking thing ever. He looks like, dude, he looks like in Napoleon Dynamite when the guy's like, now who wants to join my 4-week program or whatever. He like puts he looks like that. Like he's ready to fucking do karate or something. God, it's amazing. It's the best. It's the best. Dude, the hand inside the fucking jacket, it says everything about the Republicans. It really does. It's a bullshit nothing thing that totally is probably working in making people idiot Republicans think he's like more into God and more into the country, and it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's couldn't be better.
And you also saw that they were all saying that it's been 80 years since Supreme Court vacancy was nominated and confirmed, which is not true. They just like lie about it. Apparently there's been, like,
I was amazed that the moderator knew, like, I mean, I guess he would have prepared, but I'm still so impressed with these people that can remember, like, no, it was 88. It was 88 that Kennedy was confirmed.
Yeah,
I would have no fucking idea. I mean, he probably just reviewed that because Scalia died, but still, it was amazing. And then, like, Cruz was like, no, it was 87. It was, and he was totally wrong.
So
it's
dumb.
Yeah.
All of them,
so
all of those
simple.
Fucking assholes would put somebody through as fast as they could.
Easily.
100%.
It's still surprising. Like, as dumb as they are, as fucking stupid as all this is, it still is amazing that they can't just recognize that simple fact. Like, yes, we would do that. So Obama's going to do that. Like, it's mind blowing. I don't get it. It's still. Despite fucking Carson quoting a fake thing and like everything, in spite of all that, I still can't believe that they wouldn't have the sense, or maybe they're doing it on purpose, to just say, yeah, he's going to nominate someone. Let's might as well try to shut it down.
Yep.
That's just as asshole, by the way. That's like just as big of a dick move to say, like, we're going to shut down his nominee. It's not like that's any less Republican, but it's more real. Anyway.
Yeah, well, the Democrats would do that, too, if it was a switch. They would all do the same thing. There's no difference between the two when it comes to politics. Like whatever.
Yeah, they all do their – both sides do their best to stop the appointees yeah. they don't want. It's just how it works. Like, just fucking acknowledge that. That's how it works. They're not – yeah, it's stupid. So let's see. That's actually, I guess that's it for the Republican stuff for me. Did you, I mean, I have a million other things. Did you have other things you wanted to get to?
I just wish Kasich would, why isn't he doing better? I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, he did pretty well in the last one, but, I don't think he has a chance. I don't think he has money behind him. And he, I think he had a one state strategy. Well, that's all it is unless you're Bush. God, did you see his like cost per vote that he got?
No.
Dude, it's like, it almost makes me sad. Like, I can't even, it's so weird. In the last, in New Hampshire or whatever, or maybe it was Iowa. I think it was Iowa. He spent like $2,600 per vote he got.
Jeez.
He spent like millions and millions and got like 2% of Iowa. It was unbelievable. He just, people don't want him to be president. It's just not going to happen. Like, they don't, he doesn't inspire confidence. That's why I can't believe you're saying people still take him seriously, but maybe you're right, like just because of the money, but I don't know.
Well, it's amazing how like in politics, when you just canvas an area, like what is Nevada the next one?
That's one of the next ones. I think South Carolina is the next one.
They just like start putting, because people are so fucking dumb. They don't
think
about anything until the election comes around. They go, all right, who am I going to vote for?
Well, and then but this has proven you can't buy an election. It does help, like, but you, I mean, he tried to buy Iowa. He put $1 billion into it and he sucked. Like, it's not everything.
That's
so
true.
That's kind of
well,
one
we'll
benefit.
See. Everyone
I mean, it
says
helps.
Gonna,
it certainly helps.
Come back.
Yeah.
It is super fun to, like, I mean, just to watch how this stuff happens. Like, how
yeah, I'm really
like
enjoying
Trump
it.
Could be like, such a front runner, and then somehow like Rubio and Cruz come through, and then how different states, like why the fuck do different states like different people? Why yeah, how does that make any
weird.
Sense?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, I maybe that is like you said, maybe that is having to do with how they, maybe they picked a state to campaign in first, or they put up more signs in the state, or the, who knows? It's like risk. Like they just put their army mans in different states and then whatever.
But dude, how much, how close is your dislike of Rubio and Cruz? Like, is it way off?
Oh, that's
I
weird.
I hate
because,
them equally.
Yeah, no, not for me. I do. Rubio is a different kind of hatred for me. It's like a different person. See, Cruz is unbelievably full of himself. I believe he loves himself more than anyone on the entire stage. And that's
good,
including
because you used to
Trump.
Say that was Trump. Yeah.
Dude, Trump, they're both. Like, that's close, actually. But the difference is, okay, here's the difference. No, you're right. I'll call it a tie between them. The difference is Trump has some things that he could be proud of. Like he, I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm sure he started out with money or whatever, but he is a businessman. He does deals. Like he set up, people loved his show. You know, people love fucking his, you're fired catchphrase. Like he's done stuff that people like, obviously. He at least has a personality. He's capable of being like funny or saying, whatever. Trump or Cruz is, he's 100% the guy who didn't get any girl ever at any time in his life. Like, that's what he is. He's the fucking loser who no girl ever wanted to have sex with ever. And he's put all that energy into being a fuck, like finding the perfect fake fucking image of himself to put forth. It's unreal. It's so fake. His entire persona is fake. Trump at least is like, I mean, that's just Trump. He's an asshole. Like, that is him, you know? It's Cruz is fucking holier than thou. Everything.
He's the worst.
I wouldn't trust
him with the smallest thing.
Oh no, no, I would not trust a single thing he'd ever tell me ever.
Yeah.
Rubio, I think. Now, why do you hate Rubio so much? I, one thing I respect about Rubio is he's able to speak. Like he just,
he's a really good
dude. The answer he gave when they asked what three things would you do when you, whatever, like what three questions would you ask? He gave a fucking awesome answer. I actually was like, yeah, I kind of agree with all that. It was, check out what's going on with North Korea. Let's ask what our strategy is there. Ask what our strategy was with ISIS. And then I think the other one might have been Syria or Russia or something. But it was like, it was thoughtful. It made sense. He answered all three parts of the question. He's good at that. So I'm curious, why do you hate him so much?
He's just the slickest, most like, I have to be a politician of all of them. I mean, definitely Cruz is trying to do that too, but he's not as good at it. So like, it's annoying. He's almost as annoying as Cruz to me because he is so good at being a complete fake like person, complete, total polished politician. It's so annoying.
I think what the funniest thing about him to me is that he hasn't done anything.
Like, yeah, he's done nothing.
He hasn't voted on like a single thing.
Doesn't even show up for his job.
So like, what are his qualifications? I liked who was it? Who made the comment? Was it Kasich? I don't think it was Kasich, or was it Bush? Somebody made the comment because after it was great. It was actually Bush's greatest moment if it was him. After Cruz and Rubio argued for like 5 minutes, and Bush was like, "This is why we don't need a fucking senator." Because we just argued, they just argued for 5 minutes about arcane parts of the legislation that didn't even pass. That was the greatest thing. It was how they voted on amendments to legislation that didn't pass in the end. Like, and they just argued about that for an hour. It's awesome. It's totally true.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is, well, I could talk about the Democratic part forever because it's so funny that Hillary's now trying to hit Bernie on like, oh, he doesn't have the experience or whatever. But Obama was a fucking one-term senator or whatever. And everybody loves Obama. And, like, the Democrats are all running on, extending Obama's work and all that and not being critical. So, like, there's no way. And the flip side of that is the Republicans criticized, obviously, the shit out of Obama for not having enough experience the first time. And so they can't say, like, that doesn't apply. I'm surprised people haven't hit Rubio harder for that. Like, look, Obama was the same amount of experience or whatever, and that was a disaster, in their minds. Well,
once it gets whittled down more, they'll start going after certain things. It's just hard now because at first they have to look like they're all united as a Republican thing against Obama, but they'll have to once it gets down to like four. When is it going to just be Rubio, Cruz, Trump, and whatever, Bush, I guess? It has to be soon.
It'd be nice. Yeah.
Carson, I thought Carson like already was going to suspend
his
thing.
Dude, he's already out of it. Well,
yeah.
Most he's of those Cruz was lying and saying he was. God.
Oh, it's yeah. So true. God, that what Cruz, a fucking Cruz, asshole.
Dude, he's the worst.
He is the
Sent
worst.
Sent out like mailers saying like threatening people. Oh, man.
No, they were calling his people saying that like he's going to close up shop and so vote for me.
Yeah. Oh,
and he never even said anything about it. There was no truth to it at all. Fucking politics, dude. Can you imagine being in politics? Like, what if someone put a gun to your head and was like, you have to run for something or we're going to murder you, and you had to do your best to, like, try to win? You must just feel like a piece of shit. No, I guess it's like sales. Like, people who are really good salesmen.
Yeah, he justifies it probably.
They just believe it. Yeah, they just get to a point where they just believe it. That's why humans are the worst.
Yeah. All right, let's move off politics here. Do you have another thing? I have some things I could do for sure. But
no, go ahead.
I got a random thing. I got a couple quick, easy, random things I could do. I don't know if you noticed this, but we've talked about like, I think we're both dieting now. We've kind of talked about it on the show a little bit. Progress report. I'm like 9 pounds down, I think. So I'm doing pretty well. And, I just remembered when I was like starving, when I was starving and trying to sleep, taking a nap or something. I just thought, you remember there was a movie fucking what's his name did called The Machinist. Christian Bale. And he lost like 100 fucking pounds to do it and no one gave a shit. Like he turned into a skinny, completely bony nothing somehow. And no one cared. Like no one saw that movie. I remembered it was The Machinist somehow, but I never saw it. Like I don't know. You probably barely know what I'm talking about. Like no one.
No, I kind of remember.
Yeah, but
that.
You didn't see it. Like
no, well, I don't see any movies. So
yeah, exactly. And no one listening probably saw it. And I was just thinking, like, after trying to diet and losing like a measly 9 pounds, he should get an award for that. Now I don't think he should get the Oscar necessarily, but they should have just said like, we're giving you an award. I don't know what it is, dude. I think he ate like a can of tuna a day for months or something,
oh,
I heard.
Oh, God, it's impossible.
Yeah, there's no way. How did he do that? People didn't talk about that enough. It's not related to acting. See, that's the thing. It's not really... It's separate from acting. Like, his performance may have been whatever. I don't know if it was good. It was probably fine. But that's like a just a body feat. That's like an accomplishment of, I don't know, what you would say. Like a Guinness World Record type accomplishment. Losing that much fucking weight. Being able to not stuff your fucking face every day is incredible. I don't know how people do it. I'm yeah. barely doing it. But he Dude. Should get something, right? Like, we should give him some award. I just don't know what.
Yeah, just like a bunch of fast food or something, at least.
Yeah, at the Oscars, they're like, now, Christian Bale did not win Best Actor, but we got something else for him. They just bring out like a wheelbarrow of Big Macs. Yeah.
Yeah, that reminded me of two things about dieting that I thought of over the last...
Yeah.
I'm on my third week. I've lost 5 pounds.
That's pretty good.
I can't remember now because my brain doesn't have enough stuff to work. Yeah. No, one of them was like, I don't know if you do this or everybody, or if it's just me, but like after I've been on a diet for about a week, I just expect to have lost 20 pounds like already.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're like, I'm doing it now. Like,
yeah,
it's the same with working out because with working out and dieting, most of the time you spend is like thinking about working out and dieting, like starting God. It. Like it'll take me a year to like, okay, I'm going to diet. And then when I start doing it, I'm like, fuck, that was... really hard to just start doing it. So can I just have lost the weight now? Like it was, that was a lot of work. And the first week was like hell. And it's like, so now I have to just, and I've been doing this in my mind constantly, like, well, and this is the proof about how weird dieting is weird because most people are doing it just to lose weight and then just go back to eating and gain all the weight again.
Yeah.
And like, it's so weird to think, well, if I just ate like this forever, then I would just be skinny forever. You know what I mean? It's weird.
I keep thinking like what if I kept because I'm eating I think it's like 800 calories under or something like that or 700 under what would be my maintain thing. If I could just do this forever, would I die? Yeah, like what
I know.
Would How I skinny turn would you into get? A skeleton or
yeah.
Yeah. How does that work?
Plus,
I don't know.
It's weird because I was thinking that too cuz well I use this Fitbit it says I burn like 2700 to 3000 calories a day. And some days I'm eating like 1,800 calories. Like, so am I really burning like 1,200 a day? That's a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But like, it should get even eat. Like, when you get skinnier, you wouldn't need to eat as much, maybe. Nah, that doesn't make sense, I guess. But like, it would be easier probably the longer you're on it. So yeah, could you just become a skeleton? Like,
yeah. Well, you eventually hit some sort of homeostasis. I guess you'd just be more tired and like, yeah, I don't know. But I'm finally this time what I'm going to do because this has been... This has been harder than in times past. Probably, I don't know if I maybe have more muscle, so I shouldn't be losing as much weight or what, but I'm going to just do the actual maintain thing. Because before I just, I did the MyFitnessPal, ate the calories, and then when I was done, I was like, fuck this, I'm eating whatever I want. But really, I should just keep tracking it, but then just eat the maintain number of calories. I think I'm going to actually do that. But it's fun. It kind of feels fun to like, be getting slightly better and slightly skinnier. It's fun. Something to do.
It feels awesome. I was trying to think what else we do it with life. Like, you know, what else, you know, I should be nicer to people. So I'm going to do that for like a month and then just be an asshole again to everybody. Like there's nothing else like that.
I can't even be nicer to people for like a minute. I don't know. That's
like
impossible.
If you're like, I'm going to concentrate on my career for, and then you just quit.
For an hour.
Why is it with dieting? You just like, you feel really good if you do it for a couple months and then you're like, that was good enough. And then I'll just get it all back.
It's totally true.
But the other thing that I already forgot. So I was having a hard time because I was just not eating enough and I was like dying because I'm used to, you know, McDonald's and all that. Dude, it is very
powerful.
You're on
a 6,000 calorie diet.
Yeah. That's what my wife said to me. She goes, what did she say?
I bet I was too.
I remember what I said, you know, like I checked my thing and I was like, man, I burned 3,000 calories today and I could have eaten 2,500 calories and still, you know, lost 500 a day, which would be a pound a week. And she was like, so you were eating more than 3,000 calories a day? I was like, I guess. Yeah.
You're probably eating like 4,000 a day.
Yeah, dude, it's easy to eat 4,000 calories a day.
That is what is unprecedented about American food. You know, we've already talked about it, but just they can fucking pack all these calories and carbs in a bun or in bread or in crackers. And it's just, God, it's way too easy. It's too easy. That's what it's yeah. I mean, it's hardest for me because, you know, I'm not obese like you. Like I'm I'm closer to fine, you know, so it's the percentage, you know, as you get lower and lower, it's harder to cut weight. Obviously, if you're 400 pounds, it's pretty easy to cut 20 pounds
because yeah, you look no different.
Yeah, you go from 5,000 calories a day to like 4,000 a day, and then you lose like 100 pounds in a minute. But for me, it's like I have to eat nothing, you know, very low. And every time, the end of the night is the hardest for me because I'm like, God, I could just eat another snack easily and just ruin the whole day. Like, I've been good all day. I've kept it to whatever calories. I could eat just the fucking, like, some crackers and put myself over by 200 calories instantly. Like, it takes no time to eat these crackers. They're chips or something. Unreal.
Yeah. Anyway. Dude, so the other thing was...
Sure.
So what I was going to say is that I was eating too little and I was like, man, I got to eat more. And then I was finally like looking at how little I ate for breakfast and, you know, lunch and dinner. And I was like, I could just go to McDonald's for like lunch
nice.
And just not get fries. You could get almost anything on the menu. Like even an 800 calorie thing. My other meals are like 300 calories and it's like, that would still be fine.
Yeah.
And so today I was getting Big Macs, which are like 500 calories, 550 calories, something like that. And today I was going to eat my lunch thing and I was like, fuck, I really want something better than that. And so I go, I'm going to look up what the best thing, you know, that, eat this, not that.
Oh yeah. I've heard of that.
So it was funny because I was like, I'm gonna go to McDonald's and I'm not going to get the Big Mac because obviously that's the worst. So I'm going to see what the best thing to eat is there. The best thing to eat in there is the Big Mac.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That's surprising just because there's extra bun in there. I would think that would disqualify it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's just funny because I would have never thought that. So then I was like, cool. I'm getting a fucking Big Mac. It's awesome. Yeah. But if it's only if you don't get soda, which I've never had. But like if you
regular
got real soda
and the fries are death.
And fries, yeah. That's the difference. Like you could just eat a Big Mac for lunch. And if
but
you
that's the problem.
Normal,
like I don't – that doesn't satisfy my hunger. I can't just eat a Big Mac. I'm sure that horrifies some people. But if I eat just a Big Mac, I'm still hungry. That's weird. I don't know how it works. If I eat anything, I'm still hungry. I don't know how I'm doing this. God, we got to stop talking about this. I'm going to go eat something.
I'm doing a lot better now. This last week.
That's good. Yeah, it gets easier. I just noticed I'm like 6 weeks in, I think, and without even noticing. It's crazy. I mean, I've noticed, but like it does eventually settle into it.
Wait, so what's it like to be able to see your penis again?
That's incredible.
I don't even know.
My penis actually
like.
Changed colors in the interim. I didn't know. Actually,
I can't wait to see it again.
Now. Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Oh man. Wow, shit, we're out of time. I have a bunch of other things that I could say, but I'll save them
mostly
for next
Ben
time.
Carson related.
No, that was it. That wasn't as long as I thought it would be. But it's
that's what Ben Carson said.
Dude, yeah. That's what you say after you finally can see your penis again. So Stalin, definitely in the words of Stalin, the way you conquer a podcast is by it's threefold. Dude, I love the threefold.
Yeah.
So perfect. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We got an email from some guy named Philip that works at Subway. And so that was really
not
fucking
just
funny.
Some guy. Jeez. Give him some credit. Give him some fucking credit.
Yeah. Subway manager extraordinaire Philip sent us an email about how we talked about his place of work for an hour. It was kind of funny. It was awesome.
So we're going to do that. You know, just tell us where you work and we'll just talk about it for an hour because we're really running out of material.
Yeah. Tell
we're
us
doing
where
Ben
you work.
Carson
and then
shit, for God's sake.
We'll start eating there every day for a year and then we'll do an episode on it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
God,
we'll see you next
time. Taco Bell.
Yeah. Bye.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.